This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Community groups oppose next WIP radiation release. It's all about the airflow in the underground mine at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP because of the contamination from the February 2014 radiation release. Since that time, the three main fans that ventilated the underground by pulling air through the mine have been shut down because the filters to remove contaminants were not designed for so much airflow. WIP is proposing a test restart this month of one of those fans, which will release plutonium and americium to the environment. No report has been made available for public review and comment about the amount of contamination that could be released and the costs and benefits of potentially running the fan continuously in the future. On Wednesday, Southwest Research and Information Center, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and CCNS wrote a letter to U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich about this urgent matter of worker and public health and safety. The non-governmental organizations, NGOs, wrote that they oppose this plan, quote, which is dangerous for the workers and the public, end quote. They noted the Department of Energy, quote, has made no public documentation available to justify the test and future use of the fan, end quote. That documentation, which has been promised for more than 3 months to the NGOs, has not been made available. That documentation has also been promised to the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board, the Board, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the New Mexico Environment Department. Since 2014, airflow is filtered to remove contaminants, which has reduced the number of workers and equipment allowed in the mine. WIP is proposing to test the 700C fan, which is located on the surface near the exhaust shaft. The air released during the test would not be filtered. WIP asked the Consortium for Risk Evaluation with Stakeholder Participation, CRESP, to conduct an independent assessment of the plan. CRESP's report has not been publicly released, but it was summarized in a June 5, 2020 Board monthly report. The Board reported that CRESP concluded that some radioactivity would be released. CRESP recommended that WIP provide a report to the public with an estimate of the amount of radioactivity, the needs for personal protective equipment, the clear limits of when to stop the test, and the plans for the careful inspection of the ductwork, hardware, and control systems beforehand. The three NGOs also recommended to Senators Udall and Heinrich that the report include the number of workers that would be allowed in both the underground and on the surface during the test, the plans for independent, real-time monitoring, and a cost-benefit study. As of press time, we await a response from the Senators' offices and WIP. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.